Down to business on News Talk.
Brought to you by FBD Insurance. Car cover that's right for you. Visit fbd.ie today.
Now, my next guest is a professor of innovation and technology management at Imperial College Business School. That sounds like a rather serious title, but he's actually quite interested in playing. David M. Gann has just co-authored a book called The Playful Entrepreneur that argues that in business, to be successful, we have to make room for play. And he's spoken to everyone from tech entrepreneurs to former heads of MI5, and they all agree. Good morning to you, David. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Now, could I just ask you what the suggested play in the workplace looks like, David? It's more than having a bit of a laugh, is it not?
Oh, yes. It's quite serious, actually. And we find that organisations that make room for people to explore new ideas and to learn through playing with those ideas are more resilient and often do better in the market in the long term. And so our book is encouraging organisations to learn from entrepreneurs, particularly in the way in which they hone their ideas by playing with them to iron out problems and deal with new ideas and new markets.
And what about, you know, if you're in a company that doesn't have the luxury of playing with ideas? In other words, you know, you're walking a tightrope financially. You're in a very difficult marketplace. You know, does it not take a very brave company to sort of take that risk in times of financial peril?
You have to weigh up what the bigger risk is, facing bankruptcy or taking on some new ideas. And, of course, companies go under, far too many, because they don't reflect. They don't give employees the space and time and the structure and the environment to look at new ideas. And so those are the facets, actually, that we find in entrepreneurs. The successful ones have the fortitude to pursue an idea with ambition. And I think the ambition of a business is very important, and that's down to leadership as well. And, you know, we see with startups that they're able to pivot, they're more agile. And what we're encouraging is to get more of that agility into established businesses.
Tell me about your work with, I suppose, public servants. They're not known for their playfulness in the workplace. You spoke with the head of MI5. What did he or she have to say?
Well, actually, that's a very serious organisation. And we actually were talking to them after very difficult times with security in the UK. And they felt there was a lot of stress in the workplace, and people needed, although in a very serious role, to have more fun, to open up to new ideas, and to think about the way in which counterterrorism can be dealt with. I could give you another example. I mean, the public sector isn't known necessarily for its innovation, but the UK government opened a division in 2010, I think, called the Nudge Unit. And it's been extraordinarily successful in taking new policies forward by nudging people to stop smoking or to change their diet. And that's, in a sense, a form of playfulness, actually, in terms of policy making that we don't often see, but that has given good results.
We shouldn't confuse playfulness with humour, or should we?
Well, I think we should... Conversation sounding too serious to me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not getting too many laughs out of you, David. So I'm just trying.
Well,
let's have a bit of
humour, and it lightens up the day, doesn't it, in the workplace? I've talked about play in a serious way because if you think about the background here, children learn first of all through playing, and they learn to make mistakes and to get up again and play in a different way. We tend to beat that out of ourselves, don't we, through our schooling. You know, play is for the playground. And your serious learning is in the classroom. And we advocate a bit of a mix of the two, actually. You think about sport and, you know, a great rugby side, such as the Irish side, has a playfulness, a twinkle in the eye when it's playing best. And that's what we're talking about. You've got to train seriously if you want to win an international. But you've got to have a bit of humour and a twinkle in the eye if you're going to win.
Yeah, I also find in workplaces that have a really good culture and a really good atmosphere, there's always loads of humour. In other words, people are having sort of fun going about doing what they're good at.
Yeah, and I think humour is one way of testing ideas, isn't it? You can probe a little bit in a safer place, and I think that's another side to, the, to what we're saying. I mean, the other facets in the book, of course, are about grace, and that's an old-fashioned word, but it really is something that, that we need to see a bit more of. People who are gracious, both when they failed and they acknowledge their failure, and also when other people have helped. I mean, most new ideas come to life because of teamwork, and the best leaders and the best entrepreneurs have the grace to thank their team members. And so we need seriousness, we need a bit of humour, and we need to be gracious, I think, if we're going to succeed.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. And on that gracious note, the book is called The Playful Entrepreneur. The author is David M. Gann. And thank you very much, David.
Thank you.